Well, listeners, we were into a groove, and we were wondering what happened to Lance and As the Worm Turns. Lance has called us at last, and it turns out that the phone lines are down up there where he lives, so he had to go all the way to Hardin's up there on Rogers Mesa, and make a call from there. Let's see if we have him.
Patrick.
Hi there, Lance.
Yeah. How are you doing down there in the studio?
We're doing well, and I'm glad you persevered. We were sitting here being somewhat concerned as to what happened to Lance.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been pretty consistent.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, whoa, what happened? But anyway, so, yeah, the garden's going well. I'm watering a lot, keeping on top of that and weeding, and let's see, I'm mulching carrots or potatoes for the second time.
Uh-huh. What happened to your first mulch?
Oh, well, I do it as the plants grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it on just a thin layer, and I'll probably have to do a third layer. It, the mulch settles and as the plants grow and stuff, and so I like it on at the my final mulch, I want at least 12 or more inches of mulch on the potatoes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That thick to hold in that much moisture? Or?
No, I don't want sunlight on the potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And there's certain varieties, especially the fingerling, they run. And they put out long shoots, mm-hmm. and the potatoes grow at the ends of them, and lots of times those will make it up into the sunlight if you don't have enough mulch on them.
Mm-hmm. And you mound your potatoes, right?
What's that?
You mound them.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not much. It's mainly mulch. But, yeah, I plant them a little deep, and then I heal that, as they grow, I heal that dirt up around them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put mulch on. So the first mulch was about 2 to 3 inches. And the second mulch is going to be more like 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it settles, I'll probably have to go start again in 2 or 3 weeks and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the mulch at the bottom is decomposing and working its way into the ground?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. At the end of the season, when I go to dig the potatoes, I bet you half that mulch is broken down and in the ground.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's real nice way to fertilize the soil.
Yeah, and feed the potatoes.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else is going on.
Well, I've got another thing on here while we're talking about potatoes.
Uh-huh.
We've had a couple of questions posed by our listeners there on the web, on the Worm Turns.
Uh-huh.
Up there on the KBNF website. And the first one has to do with potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying that their potato leaves have holes in them, and they sort of look like lace. And they'd like to know what it is, how to stop it, and how to deal with that.
Yeah, well, most likely what that is if you put on a lot of mulch, what will happen, can happen, doesn't always happen, but it's a great home for style bugs. And the style bugs, when they get in large concentrations, will eat plants. And I suspect that's what it is.
What do the style bugs look like?
Pill bugs.
Oh, pill bugs.
Roly-polies. Yeah.
So that's what those are called.
Yeah. And their normal function is to just eat organic matter, but you have all those leaves or mulch or whatever you've used, that's organic matter. Their population skyrockets, and they start eating the plants.
And if there is no mulch, then what?
It's not a... the only time I have found it to be a problem when it's no mulch is when you have cloddy soil, when it's not a more fine texture,
mm-hmm.
because they can live down underneath those clods and they
mm-hmm.
come out at night.
Mm-hmm. So they do that at night?
Yeah, they're pretty much nocturnal.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I've used for that is diatomaceous earth, sprinkling
right.
it on.
Yes, diatomaceous earth.
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's that real fine, what is it, calcium powder?
No, it's actually the fossilized skeletons, the diatoms, which are plankton. A type of plankton.
Mm-hmm.
There's zooplankton and phytoplankton. Diatoms, I think, are actually phytoplankton, which would be plants.
Interesting.
If I'm correct. I might have those words mixed up there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so that's what I do. And I noticed one thing, sometimes people will use wood ashes, sprinkle on the plants. Wood ashes is really good for flea beetle, to inhibit flea beetle, but it will, well, if you put wood ashes on potatoes, it will put make scab on the potatoes themselves, yeah.
So you on the actual potato?
Yep, on the actual potato. So
if you sprinkle
wood ashes on potatoes.
Uh-huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you're using it on other plants, wood ashes, you can just spread it, broadcast it onto their leaves?
I actually take a whole jar and I punch a bunch of nail holes in it like we did with kids when we put a caterpillar or something in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it like a shaker, salt shaker, or, you know, pepper shake, you know, that kind of thing. And I just, that's how I put it on.
And wood ashes are good for just in general?
No, they're for flea beetles.
And what do flea beetles affect?
Well, if you look at your tomatoes or eggplant, let me see, potatoes will get it, arugula will get it, radishes, cabbage, and there'll be these little brown holes in the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And the flea beetle actually looks like a small black flea, and it jumps like mad, just like a flea does.
Mm-hmm.
And they live in the ground, but they're out in the heat of the day.
Hmm.
They're actually out in the heat of the day, not night. And they hop like that. And right now, I haven't seen any in my garden or another garden. So maybe they might be not be too bad this year.
That could also be your elevation or just...
No, I've had them in the past. I think it's just sometimes things, some bugs don't winter over well.
Well, here's another question that was posed on our website.
Uh-huh.
And it may be what you're talking about now. This has to do with Swiss chard and spinach.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying that there's kind of like these worm roads in the leaves.
Yeah.
And the leaf turns out to be looking sort of like cellophane.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Patrick, we actually talked about this last fall. And it was the white eggs on the underside of the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the eggs to the leaf miner, which is a fly. And what you're seeing is what the people are seeing is the larva, and it mines, goes in between the layers of the leaves and mines it. And the simplest thing to do with that is get a just like Rimé or some type of row cover and put it over the spinach or the Swiss chard, or it will also go to the beet greens too.
Go ahead.
And the fly can't get to the leaves to lay the eggs.
So you're actually laying like a cloth or something over
it? Yeah, there's row covers and there's types for frost protection, but there's types also. And I think you can use it either way, but the lighter ones is all you need now, and just so that fly can't get down and lay its eggs on the underside of the leaves. It's never on the top side. They're little row of white eggs.
And you can also crush those eggs if you see them?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can crush them.
And what was the material you said?
Oh,
to use as a cover?
I just say row cover as a generic name. One of the regular names is Rimé.
Mm-hmm.
Rimé row cover.
And if you put it over there, is it going to let the sunlight in?
Let the sunlight. You can water right through it, and it will keep the bugs out.
Okay. And
yeah.
The plant, I guess, supports it? Is that what it is?
Yeah. You know, and if you wanted to put some pipe or some sort of support system, you can do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One more thing, getting back to the wood ashes.
Uh-huh.
When you're putting it onto the plants, are you making it so that the leaves are covered?
I'm just dusting.
Dusting.
Just a dusting. And every time you water or it rains, you're going to have to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, how's your Nolo traps working out?
Good. You know, the grasshoppers don't seem to be... They're there, but they're not... overwhelming. Yeah. And they don't seem to be... All I'm seeing is small ones. I'm not seeing anything getting big. There's a few real big ones, you know, like 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not the smaller grasshoppers. They're just staying small.
Mm-hmm.
So, good.
So what else you got going on?
Let's see. The other thing I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be thinning pears and apples.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if they're touching, if you have cauliflower or other insects, that's where the insect will go, is where the pear or apples are touching each other. The other thing is you're trying to get a little bit bigger size, and that, you know, that's not quite as important. But if you overcrop a fruit tree, pears, apples, peaches, apricots, not so much cherries or plums, but if you overcrop them, then what happens is the next year there won't be any flowers.
Interesting.
Yeah, it will, the year that it's overcropped, it will spend all its energy ripening that fruit. So if you thin, and thin them 3 inches, 3 to 4 inches, and any of those clusters, you're going to thin down to one, and you take the strongest one. You can see there'll actually be one different size, and if there's a cluster of them, and one's coming right out of the center of the cluster, that's the one you want to keep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when they're touching, if you let them grow and they continue to touch, then you're just encouraging pests to come and
It's a safe haven for them to go in, because whatever predators might be around are not, can't get them there.
Okay. Do you have anything else for us?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for being so perseverant today.
Yeah, well, you're welcome.
And we'll be looking to talk with Lance next week on As the Worm Turns. Take care, Lance.
All right, take care. Bye.
And I'd like to thank him again. That was pretty interesting. Every week, generally at 10 a.m. on Mondays, you can listen to our garden program As the Worm Turns. And you can also participate, as some listeners did this past week, and post some questions so that everybody can learn something about what's going on in the garden and how to make it more prolific and healthy.